Hi, and welcome to this recording. Before your reading begins, I just wanted to share a little bit of background to help you get the most from our time together. I'll guide you through the philosophy of shamanic astrology, what your chart really represents, the cycles that shape your life, and how relationships appear through chart comparison. Your birth chart is a snapshot of the sky at the exact moment you were born, the moment you took your first breath. In shamanic astrology, we believe you chose that moment to incarnate, and the positions of the planets show the lessons you are here to explore. The planets don't make you do anything, they reflect the inner currents of your life. Carl Jung called this synchronicity, when outer events mirror inner events. Shamanic astrology shows that your inner and outer cycles are one and the same. In shamanic astrology, we don't place huge emphasis on sun signs, or more popularly known as star signs. In the last 150 years, sun sign astrology became popular because it was easy for people to know their sign. The sun stays in a sign for about 30 days. So everyone born during that time was grouped under the same label. Before this, people often shared their moon sign instead, because the moon changes sign every 2.5 days, which is far more individualising. But even focusing on the moon alone is still limiting. In shamanic astrology, we don't reduce you to one placement. We look at the whole chart, the entire river, not just one drop of water. Every archetype, every planet, and every sign is valid. None are better and none are worse. The moon can be in any one of the 12 signs, and each is just as valuable and just as sacred. If someone experiences their moon sign, or any placement, as easier or more difficult, that usually has more to do with the culture they live in than with the chart itself. See, our culture has often judged some ways of being human as acceptable while dismissing or invalidating others. Shamanic astrology offers something different, a full spectrum approach. It validates every archetypal expression of being human, all 12 signs, all the planets, and all the archetypes. Each one is an essential piece of the puzzle, an expression of the great mystery. It's time to honour and embrace the full spectrum of human potential and to recognise the beauty and purpose in every path, whether masculine or feminine, inner or outer. Your reading has three main sections. First, we'll explore your birth chart in detail. Second, we'll look at your relationship path for this life. And third, we'll examine the current timings and cycles you are in. Within the birth chart reading itself, I like to use the analogy of a river, a living, flowing river that can also be understood in three parts. It begins at its source, representing your lineage and the memory you carry from it. Then, the river is navigated by a vessel with a captain and co-captain, your Venus and Mars archetypes. Powered by the sun and guided by Mercury, your navigation system. Finally, the river flows toward the ocean of your destiny, guided by your compass, the angles of your chart and your rising sign. These show the direction your soul intended from the moment you first took a breath. So rather than a fixed prediction, it's like a map of your soul's intent. A guide to understanding the lessons you chose to explore, the gifts you bring, and the direction your journey is meant to take. So when we sit together for a reading, we aren't just looking at one part of your chart. We're honouring the entire river of your life. Its source, its vessels and captains, its compass, and the currents that move it along. The source of the river, lineage. The river begins at its source, and this represents your lineage. When you're born, you are not a blank slate. You arrive carrying expectations, habits, patterns, and ancestral stories. These are woven into your being and set the foundation for your life. In your chart, the moon represents this source. The moon describes past life themes in a mythic sense, not a literal sense, but kind of a personal mythology. It shows the training you've already had, the tribe you come from, and the mystery school where you hold mastery. I'll give you an example. If your moon is in Capricorn, it suggests you've already trained in the qualities of Capricorn: responsibility, structure, wisdom. It's as if you came into this life holding degrees from that school of experience. The moon also shows patterns that can become addictive or limiting, currents that pull you back because they feel familiar. Water has memory, and just as rivers carry the traces of every stone, bend, and tributary they have passed, your river carries the memory and expertise of its source. Part of your journey is to gain your power from your moon, to recognise the attachments, and to stand on that foundation without being trapped by it. The moon is unique in your chart. It describes the qualities you arrive with at birth, your ingrained tendencies and traits. Everything else in your chart after the moon shows intent, what you are here to grow into, explore and embody. So no matter how perfectly you live out your moon or lineage, it's never the destination. It's the source, the ground you stand on as your river begins to flow. The boat, the fuel, and the compass. As the river gathers speed, it begins to carry a vessel, a fuel source, and a navigation system, the gifts you bring into this lifetime. In our river analogy, the sun is the fuel. It powers your journey, pushes the current along, and gives energy to everything in your river. The sun is the pure manifestation of the great mystery, radiant, vital, and central to your journey. It simply shines, and everything else draws from it. Next, the boat and its captains are your Venus and Mars archetypes, the magical feminine and masculine. Think of Venus or Mars as the captain of your boat. The same-sex planet is the primary captain, so this means Venus for a woman or Mars for a man. While the inner other, the opposite-sex planet, becomes your co-captain, the inner sacred marriage guiding your navigation. When your inner masculine and feminine are integrated, you carry the co-captain within, and no longer needing another boat to steer you. The male and female principles are like a great wheel with 12 spokes, each presided over by a different god or goddess with their own myths, stories and themes, giving 24 archetypes in total. Remember, every archetype is valid and sacred. They describe the unique flavour of how you move, relate and navigate your river. Statistically, most people have their sun in a different sign than their Venus or Mars. This means the captains of your boat have a distinct style from your fuel source, your sun. Together, they show the way your energy, intention and movement interact on your journey. These are statements of intent, not rigid definitions. They are clues about the experiences your soul came to explore. Mercury is your navigation system, the mind, perception, and communication skills that help steer your boat. It is always in relationship with your moon, the source, helping you understand the patterns you inherited and the best ways to navigate them. The angles, your compass on the river. As your river flows, direction becomes essential. This is where the angles of your chart, the ascendant, descendant, midheaven, and IC, come into play. Think of them as the compass of your boat, guiding your vessel along the river in alignment with your soul's original intent. The ascendant or rising sign points towards your personal identity and the life path you are here to explore. The midheaven guides your vocation, meaningful work and contribution in the world. The descendant shows the bearings for your engagement with others, the partnerships and connections you encounter along the way. And the IC grounds your compass, anchoring your vessel to your inner foundation. Together, these angles do not move the water themselves, that's the sun's fuel and the currents of the outer planets, but they ensure your boat, carrying your captains, moves in alignment with your soul's intended direction. Without them, the river flows, but your journey may feel aimless, and with them, you navigate clearly toward your ocean of destiny. The strategy of the river, outer planets and cycles. As your river flows onward, it encounters stretches of calm waters and wild rapids. These are the strategies your soul uses to awaken, shown in your chart by the outer planets: Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Jupiter, Chiron, and the lunar nodes. Think of the outer planets as the natural geography of the river, the cliffs, waterfalls, hidden eddies, and sudden bends that shape your journey. Saturn is the canyon walls or dammed sections, requiring patience and mastery. Uranus is the sudden whirlpool or unexpected fork, awakening innovation. Neptune is the mist over the water, revealing hidden truths, but sometimes disorienting. Pluto is the undertow, the hidden force pulling toward deep transformation. Chiron is the sharp rock beneath the current, a wound that teaches wholeness if navigated with care. The lunar nodes are river markers, highlighting recurring lessons. Jupiter's cycles are the floodplains, expanding perspective and smoothing the flow. Life on this river is never entirely smooth. Even turbulence has purpose. Initiations designed to awaken courage, insight, or new ways of being. Some currents bring clarity, and others confusion. Sometimes the uncertainty itself is the lesson, a quiet stretch for reflection, patience, or a personal vision quest. When you understand your cycles, you can navigate the river instead of fighting it. Even in relationships, when one person's currents feel like rapids to another, knowing that each cycle eventually shifts allows grace and patience to emerge. The universe supports the person who consciously works with their cycles. Life flows most smoothly when all these elements converge: the timing of your journey, the vessel you ride, the mastery drawn from your source, the currents that move the water, and your alignment with the directional flow of your soul's original intent. When they come together, your river moves with ease, almost magically. When not perfectly aligned, patience and reflection are your guides, helping you navigate until everything clicks and you sail confidently toward your ocean of destiny. Relationships and the sacred marriage. As your river flows, other boats join you. These are the relationships in your life. Each brings its own currents, direction, and momentum. In shamanic astrology, we look at both relationship intent, why your soul seeks connection, and attraction, the type of energy or person your river is drawn to. Often these currents aren't perfectly aligned, which creates tension or challenge. Carl Jung described the inner masculine and feminine, the animus and anima, as the inner other within ourselves, Inner sacred marriage is the union of these energies within your own boat. When you fully integrate your inner masculine and feminine, your river flows with sovereignty, integrity, and creative balance. Relationships then become conscious choices. Rivers joining for reflection, growth, and co-creation, rather than attempts to fill a void. Your Sun acts as the fuel of your river, while your Venus and Mars archetypes are the captain and co-captain of your boat. When your inner sacred marriage is alive, your vessel moves gracefully, regardless of which other boats appear alongside you. Other boats, romantic, familial, or professional, offer mirrors and opportunities for practice, reflection, and awareness. Turning of the ages. Right now, collective humanity is standing at both the end and the beginning of a great cycle. Many traditions describe this as the closing of the Kali Yuga, the Dark Age in the Vedic system. Other shamanic and calendric traditions speak of it as the turning of the ages, a shift point in a massive cosmic cycle that spans approximately 26,000 years. However you name it, the teaching is the same. We are in the zone. In our lifetime, we are living the ending of one cycle and the seeding of the next. And here's what happens at the end and beginning of great cycles. Everything speeds up. Time itself feels different. The themes and lessons of thousands of years are recapitulated, replayed, and completed. All of the dreams and visions we've carried in our individual life journey are reaching their point of fulfillment. That's why it is so important to remember your original life dream, the reason you came here. Because right now, consciously or unconsciously, each of us is also dreaming the dream onward into the next great cycle. The seeds we plant now in this turning will ripple out for the next 26,000 years. So how do we consciously participate? One way is by knowing your script and your timings, your cycles, your initiations, your original intent. In this accelerated time, much of traditional astrology doesn't quite fit. What we need are tools that cut right to the essence, tools that help us align as quickly as possible with our true purpose. This version of astrology is not abstract, and it's not something you can just run on a computer. It works best as dialogue, a soul-to-soul encounter. The more you bring of yourself, the more alive the process becomes. When we do this together, the gods and goddesses, the archetypes and the myths, they come alive. They awaken in our bodies, in our consciousness, and guide us in real time. This is a journey of discovery. The old myths and symbols tell us how archetypes once expressed themselves. But now, at this turning of the ages, those archetypes are evolving. They are seeking new expression through each of us. We are the living, breathing myths of today. By participating with awareness, we step into the magical co-creation of a new cycle, aligned with our greatest good. Experiencing your reading. When you come for a reading, you will not just receive a list of traits or predictions. We explore your chart as a living map of your soul's intent, a conversation between your life and the sky, in the language of archetypes and myth. This work is experiential and initiatory. The cycles, patterns, and symbols we explore are invitations to step consciously into your life purpose. You'll gain insights into your original intent, your tools and talents, your relationships and your cycles, so you can make empowered choices in alignment with your river of life. You don't need to be an astrology expert. This work is for anyone curious about meaning, direction, and how to live more consciously. Even if you feel lost or disconnected, your chart holds guidance to awaken your unique path. Your reading is not a fixed script, it's a dialogue. The more you engage and reflect, the more the symbols come alive, guiding you practically and magically. By connecting with the cycles of the universe, you participate in a co-creative process, aligning yourself with timing, purpose, and possibility. Acknowledgements. Shamanic astrology is rooted in the wisdom of ancient sky watchers. I honour the traditions that have shaped this paradigm, from the Hermetic teachings of Hermes Trismegistus to the star lore of ancient astrologers. Modern visionaries like Rudolf Steiner, Dane Rajah, and C.G. Jung have also contributed deeply to the understanding of archetypes, soul development, and human consciousness. I am grateful for Daniel Giramario and the teachers at the Turning of the Ages Mystery School, whose mentorship has been instrumental in shaping my practice. Finally, I bow in respect to the many elders, mentors, and guides, past and present, who have carried this wisdom forward. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this introduction. I look forward to exploring your river, your unique story, and your path together.